Tensions between Australia and Indonesia over the Abbott government's asylum seeker policy are showing no signs of easing. In fact, Indonesia intends to try and draw Australia's closest ally into this ongoing dispute and raise the matter with the US Secretary of State John Kerry, who's currently visiting Jakarta. The federal opposition says Australia and Indonesia are in open conflict. But is that the case? One Indonesia watcher, Professor Andrew McIntyre, is from the ANU College of Asia and the Pacific. Professor McIntyre, good morning.
Fran, good morning.
You've just returned from a trip to Indonesia. How would you characterise the mood there towards Australia?
Oh, look, the overall mood is fine towards Australia. There's no doubt there is real difficulty at the political level, government to government. But if you look at the broader bilateral relationship between the two countries, it's fine.
So the broader bilateral relationship, though, isn't that affected by the overall government-government relationships, especially in a country like Indonesia?
Yes, it is. There's no doubt that having the government-to-government relationship being in a bit of a mess is a problem. There's no doubt about that. But these two countries are not in a hostile relationship. Just as a little illustration, we had a senior delegation from the ANU in Indonesia, and it was received warmly and supportively and generously at high levels across Indonesian society, including in the government.
So the federal opposition suggesting Australia and Indonesia are now in, quote, open conflict. You disagree with that. What about the statement from the Shadow Foreign Minister that the relationship is worsening?
There's no doubt that each new revelation that comes out from the Snowden material adds to the difficulty. There's also no doubt that the ability of an Australian government to get collaboration from an Indonesian government at the moment is severely compromised.
Tell me about that. Tell me a little more about that and the impact of that.
Well, essentially, this is a really embarrassing thing for the Indonesian government. Indonesian citizens are looking at these stories, much less as Australian citizens would be looking at them if the tables were turned, and thinking, where does this leave us? It makes it very difficult for the Indonesian government to cooperate with the Australian government in this context.
There are two key issues that seem to be the real pressure points at the moment. One is asylum seekers, and Indonesian Foreign Minister will raise that with US Secretary of State John Kerry. And also, you mentioned there the Snowden material. Let's just deal with the first, because the Foreign Minister in Indonesia, Marty Nadlegawa, is very agitated over the fact that these orange lifeboats are coming back to Indonesia now full of asylum seekers. He says, and I'm quoting him here, sending them back in lifeboats is an escalation of the problem and is not helping at all in creating a situation conducive for a discussion on the code of conduct between Indonesia and Australia. Now, how significant is that? Because the code of conduct, of course, was meant to be brought into being following the original Snowden revelations.
Look, it's very clear Indonesia and Australia are in disagreement in the handling of asylum seekers. Australia's position is that it's going to do everything it can to stop the flow of asylum seekers coming to Australia by boat, and the Indonesian government is saying, well, don't just dump them on us. In the end, a long-run solution to this problem requires cooperation between Indonesia and Australia and other countries in the region. It's just very hard to get it right now. In fact, I would go further and say Australia is going to be most unlikely to get significant cooperation out of Indonesia on this issue any time this side of the presidential election.
And is that because of the presidential election, the fact that it's coming down the track in April? Is it political timing or is it the issue itself?
A bit of both. The issue is an objectively hard issue for any two countries. Throw in an election, as we saw ourselves last year, and the whole conversation gets turbocharged. And for the current Indonesian government, there's a loss of goodwill. There's just no doubt that the intelligence reports and the way they're playing in the media has hurt Indonesian prestige, its sense of itself. and they're just not going to go out of their way to help us.
And in terms of the intelligence, is it just about the loss of face, in a sense, the fact that it's embarrassing? We've got a new set now of allegations of intelligence documents released by Edward Snowden, published on The Guardian over the weekend, which should show that Australia's Signal Directorate passed on intelligence to the United States about Indonesian trade matters, trade negotiations and discussions they were having with their own lawyers. Is that just embarrassing, or would that be a breach of confidence, according to the Indonesians?
For people that follow these things closely, for the professionals in the intelligence and high foreign policy space, this will not be new information. It will be understood that this kind of thing goes on, but for the general public, it will be disturbing, just as it would if the tables were turned and we were on the receiving end of it. And to have it come out in public like this, as Indonesia gears up for an election, it makes it very difficult for the Indonesian government to respond in a way that's congenial to us.
So how should Australia manage this then?
Well, we're kind of locked in now. We've adopted a position, the government's adopted a position. There's no retreating from that now. The only option is to push ahead. There will be a cost, or there is already a cost, in government-to-government cooperation, but the Indonesians are grown-ups. They run a professional foreign policy. They're not going to want to see this spill out in all directions across the government-to-government relationship. And we saw little examples of that while we were in Jakarta the other day, when we mentioned cases of graduate students that were having difficulty getting visas to come to Indonesia. And senior Indonesian government officials said, well, that's not right. That shouldn't be the case. Nobody wants that to be the case. The foreign ministry doesn't want that to be the case. Let's get that tidied up.
Okay.
They're not going to want to see this spill across everything. But Australia should look for no favours at the government-to-government level for the next so long in Indonesia.
Andrew McIntyre, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Professor Andrew McIntyre from the ANU College of Asia and the Pacific, and Prime Minister Tony Abbott joining us after 7:30. It's 8 minutes to 7.